We're talking now with the Vice President and Dean of the Division of Agriculture and Natural Resources, Oklahoma State University, Dr. Tom Kuhn. Tom, let's talk a little bit about some of the things going on right now within the university. I know that you've been excited about this, the changing of the guard as far as president is concerned. Seems like we've got a real friend in the president's office now.
We absolutely do. And, of course, President Hargis was a friend as well. But President Shrum has come on board, and as she is articulating her vision and going through the strategy building process that she has underway currently, she's been really clear about a couple of things. One is we are a land-grant university. That is our unique role in this state, and we are going to embrace that. And so to her, what that means is not just making sure we still have cooperative extension, but actually using the extension network as a platform for the whole university, whether it's getting STEM education out to communities across the state or collaborating with the Center for Health Sciences and helping to deliver health education and perhaps even health services through that platform. So that's one thing. The other thing is, in talking about her priorities, agriculture always comes up as one of the priorities that she articulates as being of fundamental importance to why OSU exists.
Now, I heard some folks that are big supporters of animal science, very excited about the fact that there was a commitment made to expand the number of full-time positions for, you know, professors, for teachers within animal science.
That's right. President Shrum got involved early on in saying, you know, we really need to make sure that we bring in the top leader that we can for the Department of Animal and Food Sciences. We've suffered some losses through the budget cuts and so on. They've disproportionately affected agriculture because we're so dependent on extension and experiment station funding. And so the university, with President Shrum's leadership, the university has come on board to support three new positions in the department, and then we are providing three more new positions in the department from our college and agency funds, extension and experiment station.
So that gets us helps a lot as far as rebuilding some of those positions that we'd lost over the years.
Yeah, absolutely. And look at this. We had the largest freshman class ever for the Animal and Food Science Department this last fall. Okay, so it's not like it's a dwindling program. It's a growing program. And so on the teaching side alone, we really need that shoring up. And so this is welcome news.
And you had good news as far as both to the Oklahoma Gen X group this last week and now Farm Bureau today about we've almost got your man as far as animal science is concerned.
I think so. We're really pleased with we've extended the offer to an OSU alum. Dr. Richard Coffey earned his bachelor's and master's degree here in animal sciences. He's originally from Jones, Oklahoma, and is really looking to come back and really have an impact in his alma mater. And, the industry folks are excited. The faculty, the students are all very supportive of him as a leader. He's here to build a legacy, and I really like that aspiration because I it's kind of what brought me here.
You also mentioned that we're very, very close to getting that first big number for New Frontiers as far as that goal we've had all along.
That's right. Our goal was to raise $50 million in private funds for a $100 million project, and we are less than $1 million away from reaching our goal. And we're still in conversation with prospective donors. I am fully confident that we're going to surpass that goal. And even when we declare the campaign victory and that we're closing down the campaign, we know there will continue to be people who want to support this project. It's telling, I think, that in a little over 2 years, we have raised nearly $50 million now for this project. Mm-hmm. There's never been a campaign at OSU for an academic facility of that magnitude. The Spears School of Business, it took them 14 years to raise the funds for their new building, and it wasn't as much as $50 million. And so I don't say that to be boastful, but simply to say this is the kind of support we have for agriculture at OSU and in the state, and I'm really pleased to be a part of it.
Of course, as far as the bricks and mortar are concerned, you're still rolling along, but I know you're a little frustrated maybe with the fact that it's been a little slower because of supply chain and everything else.
That's right. We've tried to be really good stewards of the resources that we have, and I'm really appreciative of our partnership with Flint Co., who's our construction management firm, and Studio Architecture, the designers for our facility, our long-range facility planning staff at OSU. Really, it's been a team effort to look at when is the right time to get out there in the market. Last summer was not the right time, so we've held our water. The site is ready, and so we are getting the bids in now, and look forward to really seeing what the bottom line is going to be on our project, how we can trim costs if we need to stay within budget. But I expect to see that crane going up sometime this spring.
What's your hope as far as when will students start being able to interact with one another at the facility?
Fall of 2024. Okay. They are scheduled to be, we should be starting to move equipment and furnishings and so forth into the building in the spring of 24 so that we can offer classes there, have faculty moved in and everything in time for the fall semester of 2024.
You know, this building, I think the first interview we did as you came into the university, OSU, and sat in your office and talked about your hopes, your dreams, you mentioned Ag Hall, and that's been one of your consistent, goals or aspirations.
It has, because the college deserves it. You know, that you look at the work that our faculty do, that you look at the students that we attract, and it's going to become a more and more competitive environment for attracting both students and faculty in the future. We've got to have top-notch facilities to bring in the best. And so this is going to help position us in that way. Now, we're not done. This isn't the last facilities project that we have. We have a great need to make improvements out at the agronomy farm. And so we're also working on building a campaign for that and looking at where can we find funds to support that and working closely with our faculty and our partners on that next project as well.